Welcome back to Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. Democrat Mark Kelly is doing something few others have done, running his first campaign for the U.S. Senate during a global pandemic, one that's hitting his own state pretty hard. We're on a trend of increases in the state. We're on a trend of increases here in Yuma County. I just spoke to Dr. Robert Trenchell at YRMC. He says the hospital's not at capacity yet, but it very well could be soon. What are you hearing? I know you're talking with leaders and mayors around the state, particularly in areas like ours that aren't, you know, quite as metropolitan.
Well, I've been following what's been going on in Yuma County, and I mean, it seems like in the next couple of days you could cross 7,000 cases, and maybe even today or tomorrow 100 deaths, which is totally unacceptable. And you know, I understand at YRMC that they might need to open a third ward for COVID patients in the hospital, but he doesn't have the staff to do that. So hopefully with the vice president's visit the other day and his commitment to send more staff, 500 more, I assume maybe nurses to Arizona, hopefully some of those will be there in Yuma County in case YRMC gets to the point where they got to open up this this additional ward. But I'm hearing similar things across the state. I was texting with a friend of mine who is a nurse at one of the hospitals here in Tucson where Gabby and I live, and it's a similar situation, that they are starting to reach capacity, not quite. They do have beds, but they're limited by people, and that seems to be the story across the state.
Dr. Trenchell mentioned that he's contacted a lot of staffing agencies, too, and noticed that their rates have gone up a lot. Is that something that you've come across at all?
Well, I haven't specifically heard that, but that does not, that doesn't, you know, surprise me. That's something I think our leadership here in the state should be addressing. I mean, this is a crisis, and we're all in this together. And, you know, to hear about, you know, increasing rates when we're in, you know, such a significant healthcare crisis is concerning.
The other thing that Dr. Trenchell mentioned, and it's obviously on everyone's mind these days, is masks. It's become sort of a political statement to wear or not wear a mask. Dr. Trenchell said something interesting. He says it seems like if it was a pill, people would be more inclined to take it, but something as simple as a mask seems to be a red line for people. Your comment on that?
Well, it's unfortunate that this has become political. It shouldn't be. I think we need better leadership on this issue to clearly, you know, make it clear to the American people and all Arizonans that a mask is not political. It's protection. It's protective equipment. When you're flying in space, there's certain things you take with you. You take the pressure suit and the helmet that is going to keep you safe. You know, that's a similar situation here. We know it's going to make it less likely that you infect others and get infected yourself. And one of the reasons we have a increasing infection rate is that individuals are not listening to the CDC. They're not listening to down in Yuma County to the Yuma County Health District. You know, that's pretty clear. We know what works. Wearing a mask, social distancing, washing our hands. If everybody would commit to doing that and be consistent about it, we can flatten this curve and not get ourselves in a situation where we have to start closing down parts of the economy again.
One of the other things that's going on around the state, actually around the country, but certainly around the state of Arizona, is there are a lot of school districts and parents getting together to talk about how to get kids back to school in a safe and effective way. What have you heard from different communities about that challenge? What are their main concerns? I know here I talked a lot about the expense, number one, but also, you know, safety is just the top priority for the districts here.
Well, and it should be everywhere. You know, we got to protect our children. At the same time, at some point, we've got to get kids back to school. And I think this could be done safely. There's going to be situations that you're going to really want to limit interactions. You know, maybe you make a determination that you can't have kids in a cafeteria or an auditorium or gym class Teachers as also have to be protected. I always struggle with our education system here in the state because it is so underfunded, and teachers are not paid enough, and our schools do not perform as well as they do in other states. We've got to make a commitment to education. I don't think there is a dollar better spent than spending it on education and spending it for our kids and for our future. It's going to be challenging to get them back to school here in the fall. But if we're smart and methodical about it and also listen to the public health professionals, I suspect it can be done in a safe way.
How has the pandemic changed your view of these topics or reinforced your concerns about issues around education or access to healthcare? What have you learned during the pandemic about these early issues that you chose when you entered this campaign that has been reinforced for you in terms of a problem, or what's come up that's new?
Well, it has reinforced, how important having decent healthcare that folks can afford is for individuals and families. As I've traveled across the state over the last 17 months, now I've heard so many stories about how folks, their premiums and their deductibles and their co-pays have gone up, or their prescription medication is unaffordable, and how significant an impact that has on them and their families. And that is now magnified by a public health crisis where a lot of Arizonans have lost their jobs and lost their health care with it. So we've got to figure out ways to the government, the United States Congress, and leadership here in the state have to figure out ways to make sure everybody has decent health care that they can afford. And they're not going to get kicked off of if they get sick or if they have some sort of pre-existing condition. So we've got to work. It's reinforced in me that we really have to work hard at this because it has such a big impact on families.
And you mentioned education before and it being underfunded. Now add to that expense creating a safe environment, which obviously comes with a cost.
Yeah, it probably will come with a cost. That is true. And it might be temporary, but I think what's important in it is, this is a crisis. We've got some temporary increase expenses here for education, which we have to take care of. But as important as that is making sure that we pay teachers a decent wage. Our teachers are so underpaid here in the state of Arizona. And because of that, a lot of them leave. And we've got some great teachers. We need more of them. Our per pupil spending here, I think it's often at 48th or 49th in the state. That is not an investment in our future. We need to make a significant investment in our future by, paying teachers a decent wage and providing the best education possible for our kids.
We're headed into a major holiday weekend. I just wonder if you have any message for Arizonans during this weekend that can generally be pretty busy.
Well, I would say, folks should stay home if they can. And if they can't, don't be in large crowds, especially indoors. And if you're around other individuals, wear a mask. Keep that 6 feet distance between other folks. This is an important holiday, for our country. I mean, it's one of my favorite holidays, the 4th of July. And usually, I would be out there, outside with my family. I might be with friends. I might have friends over. We've got to really seriously think about this. And we have a rising infection rate, especially there in Yuma County. And, the health and safety of our families and our friends and our community should be at the top of the list. We can all celebrate next year on the 4th of July and have a big party after there, hopefully is a vaccine and we've got this well under control. This weekend, let's focus on flattening this curve.
That is Mark Kelly, Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate seat held by Republican Martha McSally. That's Arizona Edition for this week. I'm Lou Gumm. Happy 4th, and thanks for listening.